Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
Don't want to wake up, cause to wake up is to face up.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The band Rogue Wave has just released its latest album called Delusions of Grand Fur, and that has occasioned a tour. A tour that the band, on its Facebook page, calls, quote, this mad race to the center of noise and sonic psychedelia, unquote. Now, I don't know about the noise part, though there is a sadly out-of-tune piano on one song, but the album is full of shimmering guitars and hazy vocals, and the band is here in our studio today to play some songs for us, beginning with Look at Me. Here's Rogue Wave, live on Soundcheck.
Who are you to think of judging? Follow faith. The truth is such a nagging thing, always in the way. Look at me, 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 look at me. Copper box.
That is the band Rogue Wave and a song called Look at Me, which you will find on their latest album, which is called Delusions of Grand Fur. The band led by guitarist and singer Zach Rogue and drummer and singer Pat Spurgeon, with John Monahan on electric guitar, Masanori Christensen playing the bass, and Niles Lannan on keyboards. Zach, to you and the rest of Rogue Wave, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So this album, it's been a few years.
Yeah.
A long time coming.
Uh-huh. Well, we didn't expect it to take that long. I had a child. My wife had a child.
I was going to say, good trick.
Well, we had some amazing scientific breakthroughs, which we wanted to celebrate globally. We had a child come into the world. And mm-hmm.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. And as a consequence of that, we decided to, Pat and I wanted to, I wanted to be around. We wanted to be recording. And we also wanted to try to make a record where there'd be no demoing, where we just start recording and no real pre-planning. Hmm. Because on our last record, we demoed for like 8 months. And it seems, you know, we're looking back and it seems silly. We basically made an album twice. Hmm. And that seemed like a waste of the kind of gut reaction you have when you first hear something. So my goal was to not, I didn't want Pat to know what the songs were. I just wanted to have the guitar and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking of. Let's get into it. And we'd start a song from the beginning and then keep going until we felt like it was done. So when you do something like that and you self-produce and you do it in your own studio and that kind of thing, it can take longer.
Right. You can only do that. If you're renting a commercial studio, there's no way you can make a record like that unless you're the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, or unless you have a rich benefactor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we are looking, if anyone, for the next record.
I was struck by this way that you guys, you know, characterized your tour, you know, a journey to the center of noise and psychedelia. I mean, for you, what is psychedelia? I mean, that term has come back in a big way in recent years, but it seems to mean something very different from what it meant in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a product of that era of music. You know, that's what my parents kind of turned me on to when I was a kid, and you know, especially the Bay Area sound of psychedelia, and you know, we're obviously linked to that lineage because that's where we come from.
Right. But Jefferson Airplane, Grateful Dead.
Yeah. There's a lot of bands from that era, and so we're definitely affected by that. And then, you know, but when we went past that, you know, we got into like new wave stuff in the 80s, you know, and then kind of underground stuff in the 90s. So I think it's we felt like on this record, we wanted to indulge that more experimental side, which maybe we had not indulged as much before. And part of, we thought maybe the way we could get to that point is to not pre-plan it, and, you know, let a lot of mistakes and a lot of accidents happen, which are going to happen if you're self-recording. You're going to have, you know, kind of strange occurrences. And what's great is that if you're not demoing, then you got the accident and it's there.
Right.
And so we did that. And so live, you know, now we're, you know, we reverse engineering and playing it, figuring out how to do it live. And so I guess that description is, you know, we have a structure to what we do on songs, and we also have a degree of improvisation that we want to happen. We can kind of go out of our minds a little bit and then figure out a way to get back. Uh-huh. And so it's the letting go, you know, it's letting the feedback happen, letting the loops, analog tape delay loops, and letting that kind of noise happen, and still have a bit of a tent over the circus so you know, you can end eventually. You know?
It sounds very similar to the way Brian Eno used to make his albums, his song albums back in the 70s.
Oh.
He had this saying, honor your error as a hidden intention. Mm-hmm. So if he made a mistake, he just found a way to incorporate it into the song in a way that made some sense.
Sure. I love Another Green World. That's probably my favorite
of
all of them.
That's a special one.
That
was a watershed moment for me, too.
Yeah. So, And that's also a great example of, you know, there's some beautiful just pop songs on that record.
Right,
and then there's
right.
some completely wild, you know, ambient experimentation. And, you know, he was an amazing artist, still is, that can kind of bridge that gap and find the best out of melody with an artist and indulge the ambient side.
You know? Yeah. Now, on the noise side, I alluded in the introduction that the song is Curious Me. And it begins with this piano that sounds like it's been like in a saloon since the 1890s and maybe hasn't been tuned since then. What is that?
Okay. Well, we don't have the best environmental control in our studio. It's really hard to keep a piano in tune. It's not that well insulated. And we've tried. We've gone through different pianos. And this one, Pat and another partner in our studio, they found this piano somewhere and they brought it in. And we were struggling on that song, Curious Me. It was just a kind of a guitar-based song, and it was sounding kind of bad, and we actually let it go. We weren't going to use the song because it seemed like a failure, and I don't know exactly why we decided to try a piano, but we thought that would try it, and Pat threw some tape delay over that messed up piano, and then it somehow had this endearing kind of loping quality, and then Pat, he played the happy apple, you know, that children's toy that goes in the bathtub.
Oh, yeah.
And he did some spoken word, and then pretty soon you have a weird love song.
Oh.
Love is very imperfect, and I wanted to kind of match the text and have the imperfections of love. The reason why I felt like I wanted to abandon it is because it felt too on the nose, it felt too heavy-handed, and when that kind of deformed piano comes in and the kind of it started to make more sense as a song, and I didn't feel like it was a cheesy love song.
Yeah.
Or at least I hoped.
We're speaking with Zach Rogue and talking about Rogue Wave's latest album called Delusions of Grand Fur. Now, you mentioned a moment ago, Zach, that you have to kind of reverse engineer these songs from the recorded versions to figure out how to play them live. On the album, the song What Is Left to Solve mm-hmm. is kind of an outlier. You know, it's got this real kind of steady four on the floor, kind of dance, you know, like an indie dance pop piece.
Yeah.
But what you're about to play here, mm-hmm. I didn't recognize it when you were sound checking before we went on the air.
Yeah, we didn't either, actually. They were kind of looking at me like, what are we playing? That's the fun part of playing with a band. And there's this freedom to kind of, the morning of a radio show, change something. You know, that also is the point of songs also, is that there shouldn't be a rigidity.
Right.
You know, we actually go and we've reinterpreted some of our older songs for this tour, and we tried to change them so they kind of fit where we're at. And I want to feel like songs are changing, that songs are blueprints, and that you interpret them depending on where you're at.
You know, well, and so. you mentioned, you know, some of the great Bay Area bands like Grateful Dead. I mean, how often did they play a song the same way twice?
Yeah. You know? Well, I remember as a kid in high school going, and we'd kind of... It was exciting, and we'd try and figure out, like, what is this song going to be? Or how long will they stay with this song,
right.
You know? And yeah,
is this still the same song?
Yeah. What did I eat in the parking lot? Has the show started yet? No.
All right. Let's. Shall we hear whatever this is going to be?
Yeah. All right.
The band is Rogue Wave, and the album is called Delusions of Grand Fur. This song is called What Is Left to Solve.
Tell you all my thoughts, you got me feeling naked. I gave you all my trust, you proceed to break it. Illuminated by my digital replacement. You get so involved. What is left to solve? Cause the window's facing me. You get
That is a really beautiful and strikingly different arrangement of the song What Is Left to Solve. If you listen to the band Rogue Wave's latest album, Delusions of Grand Fur, you'll hear a lot more echoes of the 1980s synthesizer sound that Zach was talking about earlier. But here, an arrangement that you guys just worked that up today, this afternoon, here in the studio. Do you guys consider yourselves political? Are you a political person, a political songwriter?
Well, I'm definitely a political person. I think you know, most people. I mean, I think most people. I mean, I definitely am, and we try to do, you know, work with nonprofits and all that. And it doesn't always. I mean, on a lot of our songs, it's not necessarily always a direct narrative throughout.
Right,
you know,
right.
The song "Look at Me" is definitely about gun violence. You know, that's what the song is about. There's passages in there that are not necessarily, but it's an indictment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's meant to incite. It's meant to be an indictment. It's meant to hold the mirror up a little bit. Yeah, you know, I would say that there are some other songs that we didn't put on the record that I think are pretty vitriolic, pretty mm-hmm. angry, and a lot more kind of scathing political criticism. How those will be released, I don't know. But it's hard not to be. I mean, you can't not be political on some level. I mean, to say you're not is to say I don't read the news. I don't know what's happening around me. And if you're not struck by what's happening around you, then you're crazy. So.
Yeah, but sometimes that's also a statement. It's like, I'm just writing love songs. I know what's going on around me, and I'm ignoring it.
You know,
that's my response. Could, you know, I mean, the reason I ask is, you know, you guys support Every Town for Gun Safety.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even really see that as a political issue because almost everyone in the country agrees that certain things need to happen. And, you know, a loud fringe kind of takes over in the NRA, which, you know, they have some inexplicable hold over the political process, and they're sponsoring terrorism. You know, they are, it's a problem. And what we try to do is we try as best we can. You know, we're not a rich band that can mm-hmm. donate you know fabulous amounts of money, but what we can do is we can have a percentage of what we earn go towards groups that we believe can make a difference. I think you can work with groups sometimes that don't really have any impact, but I think they do, and there's some smart people. And if if there is going to be change, it'll be incremental.
Well, you know, this sort of, in a way, leads us to the final song, which is also the last track on the record, "Memento Mori," which literally means, you know, in memory of the dead. Where specifically did this song come from?
When I wrote it, I had a feeling it would be the last song, you know, and if it had to be the last song ever, I wanted to feel like that would be okay, kind of a feeling. That was more of an internal kind of musical idea about change is good. You know, you have to evolve. You have to, the only way to really evolve is to let go. And once you find the ability to let go and not care about certain things you can't control is when you find a bit of enlightenment, a little bit of just self-redemption. And so, but when we play the song, I wanted this kind of grand outro, this grand kind of sweeping guitars that kind of like, if you never hear from us again, thank you very much. It was nice knowing you. I'm out. I'm jumping out of the plane and, you know, flying. And I'm going to take my parachute elsewhere, you know. And so there's a little bit of that on the record of kind of this, it's, you know, it's tough to be a band that sustains. It's tough to make sense of the music business, which is predatory, and it's in a real transformative period right now. And so we try to kind of, you know, "Endless Supply" is another song that addresses that of kind of like, we don't feel like we fit anywhere genre-wise, but we have all these songs we want to make, so we'll kind of try and keep it together and keep going. And I think that "Memento Mori" is the ultimate expression of that. Like, you know, you gotta let go at a certain point and do it for yourself, and hopefully the other things will follow you.
Well, let's hear the song "Memento Mori" in another live performance by the band Rogue Wave. It is the final track on their new album called "Delusions of Grand Fur," live here in the Soundcheck studio.
Okay.
there's a block in the way that you move and talk. Neon feathers in a headdress, you cover yourself in vaughn. There's a time to change or let it die. 'Cause I failed you like you failed me. I failed you like you failed me. I could live like I'm always alone till you see how far I get. I could call.
That is the band Rogue Wave with a song called Memento Mori, loosely translated, Remember You Must Die, or Warning About Death. It is the final song on the latest album from the band Rogue Wave, the album called Delusions of Grand Fur. And the album's out now. The band's been playing live for us here in the Soundcheck studio. So, Zach, you mentioned that there's lots more music where this came from. And
yeah.
So are there plans to... I mean, having a backlog of songs, what does that do to you as a songwriter? Do you feel like, I can't write more until I clear this lot out?
I don't know. I'm kind of always working on stuff all the time. And, you know... Pat and I, you know, we've been working together for a long time, and we have a lot of stuff.
12 years now, right?
It's been a long time, and for each album cycle we work together, there's material that we did that didn't make it for some reason that we never even developed, because you've got to at some point make decisions, you know?
Right.
But it's funny because one of our records is Sub Pop's reissuing on vinyl, Descendant Like Vultures. So we're like, what did we not put out during that era? And what could go out now? In fact, I was talking to Pat the other day about it, and I did the first record. I didn't know him yet. I worked on it with this guy, Bill Racine, and I was thinking, I have all these cassette demos of before I worked with him. Of like, it's basically the first thing I ever did, and I haven't even listened to it. But I've like got this crate of the kind of roughest sketches of four tracking that happened. So I was like, I wonder what that sounds like. Well, it could be pretty bad.
You got a band that you could bring that stuff to now.
I know.
Make something up.
I know. So, but yeah, we did a lot, and there's a lot we want to release. There's a lot we did, and hopefully it can all kind of see the light of day.
Well, right now, the current album is Delusions of Grand Fur. The band is Rogue Wave. Zach, to you and Pat and the rest of the band, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
That does it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but there's much more on our website, our weekly music roundup, our daily gig alerts, and, of course, our Soundcheck podcasts, bringing you live music and videos and lots more. That's at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.